Kathy Turner is in a unique situation. She works for Angel's Attic, but can't afford health insurance. So when she noticed she wasn't feeling quite like herself, she followed the advice of her coworkers and went to the clinic her work supports, where she was diagnosed with diabetes.
It was a shock to me. It wasn't like it would be a horrible diagnosis like some people have received, but for me, it was, you know, heart-wrenching in a way.
While the diabetes diagnosis was helpful, it led to another problem, the continued cost of her health care. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the average yearly cost for the treatment of diabetes is more than $13,000.
I wouldn't have any choice. I would have to, if they didn't give me the strips, if I didn't have them, I would not be able to keep track of how is the medicine working. I would have to simply not eat. I couldn't afford it.
Once again, the clinic stepped in. Turner, who cannot afford the medication, testing strips, and doctor visits, receives all of these supplies and services from the Angels Clinic for free. And Kathy isn't the only person in the Murray area who gets help from the Angels Attic and Clinic. Angels Clinic Board Vice Chair Donna Herndon.
We have had 28,684 patient visits since the clinic was opened February of 2000.
In 2009, the average cost of an outpatient visit to the hospital without insurance was $642. So the Angels Clinic administered care equivalent to $18 million in the private healthcare industry. This total doesn't take into account the amount of medications dispensed to those who are in need.
We have dispensed $6,958,941 worth of free pharmaceuticals out of the clinic.
Herndon says those meds came from agencies that provide low cost or free access to some medications. The clinic also cuts costs by using volunteer physicians, pharmacists, and dentists. The clinic, however, does staff an office manager and nurse practitioner. The partner thrift shop raises funds to support much of the staff expenses. Angels Attic co-founder, Rose Albritton, says in 10 years, the Attic's fundraising has exceeded her expectations.
I don't think we ever thought we would have raised over $1.3 million by this point.
This total is staggering when compared to the $20,000 of seed money used to open the shop 10 years ago. Herndon says the Attic now finances 85% of the clinic's operations, keeping those who work but cannot afford the rising cost of health care covered.
There will always be people that fall through the cracks. There will always be people whose needs are not met with existing programs. We don't know exactly how that'll all work out, but we're ready.
Looking to the future, Herndon says the rollout of the Affordable Care Act may change the clinic's clientele, but not its mission. With the Attic behind it, the clinic staff and volunteers will continue focusing on their primary goal, helping people like Kathy Turner. For WKMS, I'm Drew Adams.